This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
اجعل صيامك يا من صمته راقي لكي يكون إلى يوم اللقاء باقي واحفظ واحرص على أجر ظفرت به يكون كالكحل محفوظا بأحداقي.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, I welcome you all to a brand new series for this month of Ramadan titled Fast and Curious, Your Ramadan FAQs Answered. And inshallah ta'ala, in the series, I want to try and address and answer as many FAQs as possible bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So for episode number one, have you ever wondered about the rules of fasting whilst you are on the move? So today we are navigating the fascinating journey of fasting when traveling. Buckle up as we unpack the truth behind this intriguing question. You see, travel and fasting, two significant aspects of life that often intersect, especially during the noble month of Ramadan. Now, the big question is, can you, or rather, should you break your fast when you are traveling? Let's dive into the wisdom and flexibility our beautiful Deen Islam offers for the fasting traveler. So firstly, we need to understand that Islam is a religion of ease. It is a religion of accommodation and flexibility, especially when it comes to the physical demands placed upon us. So when you are traveling, you are granted concessions by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to fasting, with regards to prayers. So the concession related to fasting is that you are allowed to either break your fast or to continue it based on your own capacity and the journey's demands. So scholars of the past and of modern times have long discussed this, emphasizing that this concession is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that permits travelers to make their journey without undue hardship. Now, whoever studies the rulings on fasting, the fiqh of fasting, will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed it as something to be done in an easy manner, and that taking an easy attitude towards it is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is the proof with regards to this? Allah azza wa jal, our maker himself, says in the verses on fasting, within those verses, in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 185, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah intends for you ease and He does not want to make things difficult for you. So if the hardship of fasting reaches such a level that there is the fear of harm, then one must break the fast. You see, when it comes to a pregnant mother, a breastfeeding mother, a sick individual, if the hardship of fasting reaches such a level that there is now fear of harm towards the mother, fear of harm towards the child, the infant, fear of harm towards the patient, the sick individual, then such individuals must break their fast. And this is the same case when it comes to a traveler. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, and the narration is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahumallah, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said concerning a traveler who fasted even though it was difficult upon him, he said that it is not righteousness to fast when traveling. Unfortunately, today we have got this notion where people think that, oh, you know, when I'm traveling, despite the difficulty, I should burden myself, I should burden the people around me and complicate things for myself and the people around me, those who are traveling with me, by fasting, because that is a sign of my righteousness. Look at the words of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he's clearly saying, it is not righteousness to fast when traveling. In another narration, another incident, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this when some of the Sahaba fasted on a journey, although it was very difficult. What did he say? He looked at them and he said, those are the disobedient ones. Those are the disobedient ones. And this hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. So my dear brothers and sisters, when might you consider this option? It boils down to the journey's length. It boils down to your own health. It also boils down to the difficulty of fasting whilst on the move. Let's say it's a short, easy journey. You're traveling by yourself. You're not necessarily going to overburden yourself. You're not going to burden others. Okay, you're not going to compromise your well-being. You're not going to compromise your safety and the safety of others. Then perhaps you could consider fasting. But if fasting would compromise your well-being, if it would compromise your safety, then it is wise to consider the concession provided. It is important at the end of the day to listen to your body, to make a judgment based on sincere intentions. Remember, it's not about looking for loopholes to break the fast, but to It is all about understanding the flexibility Islam offers with a genuine heart. And at this juncture, I must say that planning is crucial. If you decide to fast, if it's a short journey, if it's not going to burden yourself and others, then ensure that you're well prepared with enough hydration, that you've had a decent suhoor before your journey. And on the flip side, if you choose to break your fast, then again plan how you're going to make up for that fast later, because that is the ruling. If you choose to break your fast, you must know that it is upon your shoulders. Yes, you're allowed to break your fast, okay? Whilst on the journey, you can break your fast, but later on, after Ramadan, you must make up for that fast at a time when it is convenient upon you. So consider the nature of your trip. If it's a leisurely trip, then that trip might offer you flexibility to maintain your fast. Whilst on the other hand, a demanding business trip might necessitate breaking it. Again, like I said earlier on, perhaps you're traveling for a project. You're traveling on a business trip. You're going, you know, for a number of meetings. You're traveling with your colleagues. You're traveling with your work colleagues. You're traveling with, you know, your partners. And you're going for something extremely important. Now, if you burden yourself with fasting, you're obviously going to feel zapped. You're going to feel tired. You're not going to be able to fulfill what you set out for in that journey. On that journey, you're going to end up complicating, in the sense you're going to burden yourself by slowing yourself and slowing the others down as well. So this is not something that our deen, the beauty of our deen, this is not something that our deen expects from us. On the flip side, our deen is so flexible that our deen allows us to break our fast and go ahead and fulfill the objectives of that permissible travel. So you have to understand, balancing spirituality with practicality is key. Reflect on the purpose of fasting and the intention behind your travel. Are you seeking ease to enhance your worship, or is it to escape the fast? The answer lies in honest self-assessment, self-reflection. Traveling during the month of Ramadan isn't just about the physical journey. It is a spiritual voyage as well. Embrace the journey, understand your options, and make choices that enhance your faith and your health and well-being. Wherever your travels may take you, remember that Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy is vast, and His concessions are there for your benefit. Travel with taqwa, travel with piety, travel with gratitude, and travel with a heart that is attuned to seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey. If this video sparked your curiosity or offered you valuable insights, don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to share it with others so that it may benefit others, you know, your family members, your friends, on your social media platforms. And also subscribe to my channel for more thoughtful content, inshallah ta'ala. I wish you safe travels and blessed fasts, wherever you may be. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.